your Mountain Rock Q94, a Friday morning adventure. And as we get ready for high school football, week 9, the regular season wraps up tonight. We're kicking the coaches show off with West Plains Scissors head coach Joel White. Good morning.
Morning, Gary.
Well, congratulations. Another win.
Thank you.
Now, that's through week 8, kind of been able to, few bumps, but been able to maintain.
Yeah, you know, there are obviously some things we would like to have back. And, you know, a quarter against Branson, some possessions against Bolivar. And, you know, other than that, we felt like we've played pretty good football, but, you know, the one quarter against Branson killed us. And then, you know, just turning the ball over against Bolivar. But, you know, we've got a couple wins here, and we feel like we've got a little bit of momentum. Mm-hmm. And, we're ready to play.
Well, you know, again, a big win over Marshfield. Things were really clicking. I mean, you know, most points you've put up this year, 50. That's, you know, that kind of that makes the offense feel good. They get a little giddy up in their go, and you know, that can carry over.
Yeah, it was the first time all year we had zero turnovers. So, you know, that's our number one goal every week is to win the turnover battle. And, you know, we were plus one of the defense. We had a pick. And but that's the first time that we had been turnover free. And, you know, we didn't have any sacks as well. You know, Remy had over 200 yards rushing, had a 200-yard game for the second time this year.
And, he's hit 1,000 yards.
Put him over 1,000. And then, you know, Isaiah threw for over 200. He was really accurate. His numbers would have been even better. But, you know, we had a handful of drops. But so we were really balanced, had over 500 yards, and just really balanced in our rushing and passing.
Well, and this is not a cliche, I think you'll agree. Biggest game of the year is tonight at home at Zizzer Stadium. 5-3, Carl Junction comes into town. You know, we've kind of avoided and not talked about the district numbers and seedings, but I think now it is it's prevalent because your Zizzers are 1, Carl Junction's 2. That can change or it can stay the same.
Yeah, it's big. Not only could it change, but you know, if we were happen to lose, we would go from a 1 to a 3 because Bolivar
head to head,
they will bump to the 2, and so it's huge. A lot at stake. You know, the home field advantage obviously is the most important thing, along with getting a bye, getting rested up, and maybe take care of some nicks and bruises. But, you know, in this district, you know, you got to travel a lot if you don't get that 1.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's there's a, you know, a ton of reasons that it's very important.
Nice to be able to, you know, stay in your own living room on Friday nights.
Yeah. You know, you're not just going to make these – hour and a half or even 2-hour trips to Springfield. You know, CJ's a haul, and then Bolivar would have home field as well for the semis, and so, you know, that's a haul too. So very, very important.
Well, you know, what are you seeing out of Carl Junction? You know, they're 5-3. I'm going to look at their losses. They lost to Capital City, who's 6-2, a pretty good football team, folks. They lost to Seneca, which is a really good football team that's 8-0, and they fell to Branson in conference play. Branson's 8-0 as well, 40-7. In those 3 losses, they've only been able to score, you know, 7 points in each game. So, you know, they did beat Bolivar. It was a 6-point ball game, 27-21. So, if you just kind of score chasing, you guys similar a little bit, although I think you can, you know, you've been able to muster a few more points.
Yeah, they're a run first team. They got a 1,000-yard rusher back there like we do. Then they got another guy that he's also their starting inside linebacker, number four, that, you know, they really got a two-headed monster back there. They're, you know, they're in gun, two back a lot with a sniffer. So, you know, a lot of times they're in gun with three backs back there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I said, they're a run first team. They got a big offensive line. You know, they got one guy 6'6", 305. They got another guy 6'4", 255.
Wow.
And, but with that being said, when they have to throw it, they're very capable. Quarterback's first-year starter, but he doesn't look like it. Really strong arm, throws the comeback well, throws the out route well. So, you know, they've got a good team.
Defensively, they're gonna show a four front. They're gonna be in a three front. They're gonna do a 52. Don't see it much. A 62. You know what are you expecting to see?
Well, they're very multiple. They've played a lot of odd front, a lot of 3-4, even some 3-5. Then you watch the Branson game and they're in an even front. Then you watch the Bolivar game. Mm-hmm. Last week, they're in an even front.
Yeah.
So, very multiple in their scheme. They're very athletic. They get to the ball. They got a really good defensive end. That was a second-team all-region guy back. And, they're just good on both sides of the ball. They got an all-region kicker, soccer player that's an all-region kicker. So, they're good in all three phases.
Well, it's tonight, and again, the senior night as well for the West Plains Zizzers. So come on out and show your love and support for these young men that, have really laid it all out on the line, as well as, and Saturday, too. Let's not forget the West Plains Lady Zizzers. They're at Farmington playing in the district tournament. This fall sports season is winding down, but a lot going on. Congratulations to the Zizzer swim team. They were crowned the conference champions. Congratulations also the cross country teams. They did really well. So a lot of things going on, but we talk about it each week, and I think it's important that we thank those that have volunteered and helped feed these teams and make sure that they don't go out there on the field or court or pool with a empty stomach. And again, this week you've got folks that step up to the plate and, make sure these young men are ready to roll.
Yeah, this week we've got Sonia Stauffer, Dion Judd, and Janet Erickson feeding us. And, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention all the help we get on Monday nights.
It's
just too many to mention, but, we've had parents from the freshman team that have donated meals, and then the JV as well. And it's nuts. Last week, for example, the freshmen were fed Captain D's.
Oh, wow. Right on. Yeah.
And then the JV had lasagna and spaghetti by Stetson Fox's mom. I mean, we really appreciate it. And then the generosity is just off the charts.
Outstanding. Well, hey, tonight, senior night, the West Plains Zizzers will be hosting Carl Junction. That game will air on Hot Country KDY and be live video streamed. Appreciate you, Coach, coming by, and, we'll visit with you next week.
All right. Thanks, Gary.